Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Gemma, thank you very much for that. An Irish survivor of the Grenfell fires says there'll be no justice for the 72 people who lost their lives until criminal charges are brought against those responsible. Willie Thompson was speaking after a major inquiry found all of the deaths in London in 2017 were avoidable and the result of decades of failures by governments and construction companies. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has issued a state apology, saying the disaster should never have happened. Our reporter Barry Lenhan is in London for us and he joins us now. Barry, what's happening there this evening?
Yes, good evening, Sarah, from North Kensington, one of the richest parts of London, one of the richest boroughs in Europe. Not far from where I'm standing, the Grenfell Tower, still shrouded in a white sheet after the fire of 7 years ago, the 24 tower block. And I'm actually talking to you right now from Kensington Town Hall, where a crowd is gathering for a rally to call for meaningful change after today's seismic and scathing report. Arriving this report, the Grenfell Tower inquiry, it's 1,500 pages after the disclosure of 320,000 documents, and it found how there were those in the Grenfell Tower let down by decades of failures by government regulators, the construction industry, fire safety experts, ineptitude by the London Fire Brigade, and failures right across the board. How warnings for what could have happened were ignored right up until the year before the deadly inferno, when the Conservative government was well aware, the inquiry found, of the deadly risks posed by combustible cladding and insulation, but failed to act on what it knew. Ultimately, the inquiry found that the 72 people who lost their lives, including Irishman Dennis Murphy from Limerick and 15 wheelchair users, how their deaths were avoidable. And in at the inquiry today, as he has been throughout the last 6 years, is Carlow man Willie Thompson. He, his wife and two daughters survived the fire of the 14th of June 2017. Their dog, the only canine survivor. And on the steps of the inquiry, Willie Thompson gave me his immediate reaction.
The report lays bare that at every level, public authorities, individuals and companies who should have kept us safe failed us, leading to 72 avoidable deaths. The report is damning in its condemnation of central and local government, as well as numerous companies. Every death, every injury, every life-changing impact from this fire was avoidable. From the way we were treated by our landlord to the way we were treated by companies and by a government that refused in the face of clear warnings. All of the victims have been failed. One of the most shocking things about this report is it shows that so many people knew that what they were doing was wrong and dangerous, but they did it anyway. We want to see clear lines of accountability and charges brought as quickly as possible.
You attended a lot of the hearings, Willie. How do you feel now that it's all over?
I'm glad it's over. It's taken a lot longer than expected. But I said at the beginning, this can't be rushed. We can't go to court having missed anything. We can't let people walk on a technicality. So for that, I'm kind of glad it took so long, because it gives me a feeling going forward now of some security. We now have everything. But the phase one report, phase two report, we have everything that we've done in here at the inquiry. It's now up to the police. It's their job now. They can't be prevaricating anymore. They can't be using the inquiry as an excuse not to make inroads into getting people into court. I say to the police, no more Groundhog Days with us. Get on with it. Give this to the prosecution services and let's get this into court.
Are you confident you'll get to that day? The police say it could be the end of 2026 before any prosecution.
I think it's going to be longer, Barry, because the police envisage handing the remainder of whatever they have to the Crown Prosecution Service. So that's when the Crown Prosecution Service will then take ownership of everything. When I asked the lead from the CPS about how long they intended to have it, he said he couldn't answer, he doesn't know. So we're looking beyond 2026, I think. It could be as late as mid-2027 before we get anybody into court, and then those proceedings are going to take time. In my opinion, whatever, Councillor, 2030, maybe the earliest that all this wraps up. And then even then, if they're found guilty, they can draw this out for years and years with appeals. What I would ask of them is this. Grow a pair. Put your hands up. Plead guilty to this. And let's get this done and give us some peace that we can live our lives. That's my request to those people.
Is there any peace today?
Personally, as I said, I'm glad this is done, because we can now move on to the next stage. But no peace today. There is no peace. There's no peace till we get justice. And until justice is attained, we will suffer. That there is no way of... There's no treatment, there's no therapy that can heal what we're going through. But I feel if we get justice, that really is going to give us some chance to get on with our lives.
And the chair of the inquiry, he listed all the names. I know one particular poignant name, Limerick's Dennis Murphy, your good pal.
Good pal, yeah. I find it hard to talk about Dennis because I visit him regularly. Dennis gives me some impetus to keep carrying on. I've felt sometimes I've had enough of this. I just can't continue. I'm not well enough to continue in this. But I think of Dennis and I walk him up. And the others. There's 71. But Dennis is my driving force. And always will be. We'll get them, buddy. We'll get them.
Barry, what else did the inquiry conclude this afternoon?
It concluded the fire was a result of, quote, dishonest companies, and how a cladding product manufacturer, quote, deliberately concealed fire risks, cladding the primary cause of the fire, and alarm bells missed going back decades. A particularly jarring point for Karim Mosili, who lost his uncle Hisham in the fire.
Of course, you know, Uncle Hisham is in my thoughts every day, and not just mine and my family's. But look, 18 children passed away, lost their lives in the most public and horrific way possible, and we know today for sure that the loss of their lives could have been prevented. And we weren't just failed by the local authority and the state, but we were failed across the boards. Every single aspect of Grenfell, whether it was the construction industries, the corporations that manufacture the products, the government, not only didn't take opportunities from previous inquiries and previous lessons and previous fires, they did everything they could to push their products, knowing it wasn't safe.
The report found that this went back decades. This could have been prevented over several years. When you read that, when you heard that, how did you feel?
It hurts a lot. It hurts a lot, but also angers me so much that, for example, the government knew since 1991 the dangers of cladding fires and didn't do anything about it. You know, they keep saying, you know, we need to learn lessons and lessons need to be learned, but there were various different lessons across decades, and not once did you take the opportunity to do anything about it. All it needed was small changes, and we wouldn't be standing here today talking to you about the death of our families. It's a massive end of a chapter. The inquiry's been going for 6 years. I think they've done a good job in uncovering what they have done. We were a little bit skeptic, you know, about them in the beginning, but look, massive failings. This has to be a line in the sand that's drawn from today.
The fact that those massive failings, as you say, impacted many vulnerable people as well. 15 of those who lost their lives had mobility issues.
Yeah, including my uncle. My uncle was one of them. He was on the top floor of the tower. You know, he had mobility issues. He was a disabled man. The council were aware of his health issues and his mobility issues. When he called on the night and explained this to the guys on the telephones, and they told him to stay where he was, and they were coming to get him, and they never got him. He ultimately lost his life, and only a couple of days ago, I mean, more than 7 years later, we're only now implementing personal evacuation plans, emergency evacuation plans for vulnerable people. And this is something we've had to fight for.
And you told me before of the pandemonium in the days after the fire, trying to figure out what had happened to your uncle as well. And the report also found that the people of the locality were let down in the days after the disaster.
Those first few weeks were just incredibly... That's just so bad, so difficult, so draining. We're running around like headless chickens, putting up missing posters while the tower was still, you know, flames were coming out of my uncle's flat for 3 or 4 days after it. And yeah, we were left alone. And even Sir Martin Morbick made a claim today. It wasn't just about the local authority, but also some of the response from, like, the police. You know, they weren't there to look after us. They were almost there to prevent something from happening. Even when our families were burning in front of for the world to see, they were still looking at us like we were some type of crazy, rebellious people. people that were going to, you know, I mean, even the people that spoke up in, about the refurbishment of the tower were labelled rebel residents. You know, we were never treated in this humanitarian way. We were never treated as normal human beings. And Grenfell was no freak accident. We know it was. It could have been prevented. But not only was Grenfell just this horrific thing that happened and people lost their lives, it uncovered national scandals across the board. That's why it's really important. What happens next?
How important are criminal charges for the families?
Massively important, because ultimately there needs to be accountability. Accountability is massively important.
The hearing's finished today with the names of those who died being read out. What was it like for you to hear your uncle's name?
It's always tough hearing the names, especially my uncle's. It's always tough. It's not a day that goes by that you know, we don't think about them. And that's why we do what we do. And that's why we stay motivated, because we made a promise to each other that we will not let them be remembered for how they are remembered today, which is by a culture of neglect and greed. And we will do everything we can to help bring about justice, not only in the form of accountability, but in the form of change, so that this never happens again.
Now, several firms came in for sharp criticism in today's report. That includes the Irish firm Kingspan. Barry, can you remind us of Kingspan's involvement in relation to the Grenfell Tower?
The cabin manufacturer's Kooltherm 15 insulation product was used at Grenfell Tower. However, Kingspan says it made up only 5% of the insulation at the block and was used without their knowledge and not applied properly. Kingspan didn't supply any of the cladding, which was the primary reason for the spread of the fire. The inquiry heard how insulation made no material difference to the speed and spread of the fire, and indeed concluded earlier today that cladding not made by Kingspan was the principal cause. But the King's Court company's business practices came under intense scrutiny at the inquiry. We heard how in 2008, when someone questioned the firm about the safety of the material in specific buildings, one senior manager told colleagues the client could go F themselves, while separately in 2016, two members of the technical team at Kingspan chatted online about the company's apparently misleading claims about the fire performance of its foam panels. "All we do is lie in here," said one, to which the other replied, "Aye." Now, Kingspan saying that the inquiry revealed some correspondence containing wholly unacceptable sentiments about fire safety that in no way reflects its culture.
What did the report say today then?
It concluded how Kingspan knowingly created a, quote, false market in insulation, fusel buildings over 18 metres in height. It said the company had made a false claim about its K15 product's suitability for use in the external wall of any building over 18 metres in height, regardless of its design or other components. The report also states that the development and marketing of this product for use in buildings over 18 metres in height between 2006 and 2019 was, quote, one of deeply entrenched and persistent dishonesty on the part of Kingspan in pursuit of commercial gain, coupled with a complete disregard for fire safety. The report describes as disastrous tests performed in 2007 and 8 on systems incorporating the K15 product, and adding how Kingspan did not withdraw the product from the market despite its own concerns about its fire performances. And the report says Kingspan cynically exploited the industry's lack of detailed knowledge about insulation and cladding fire safety tests, and relied on the fact that an unsuspecting market was very likely to rely on its own claim about the product. It ultimately concludes that the dishonest strategies of Kingspan and another company, Arconic, succeeded in a large measure due to the incompetence of those in Britain supplying compliance certification.
Barry, what is Kingspan saying this evening?
It welcomed the publication of the report, which it describes as crucial to a public understanding of what went wrong and why, adding how the inquiry clearly found how the principal reason of the spread of the fire was cladding not made by the cabin manufacturer. It said it has long acknowledged the wholly unacceptable historic failings that occurred in part of its British insulation business, but added that they were no way reflective of how they conduct themselves as a group then or now, and while they're deeply regrettable, they were not found to be causative of the tragedy at Grenfell. And the company added that it has already addressed these issues.
And what other responses have there been?
Well, Kingspan, of course, is the sponsor of Ulster Rugby, amongst others. That agreement comes to an end next year. And in a statement, Ulster Rugby said it noted the comments expressed in today's report, along with its detailed findings. But survivors and bereaved of the disaster, they've long called for sporting groups and individuals such as Mercedes F1 and the golfer Shane Lowry to not renew and to sever sponsorship arrangements with Kingspan in light of the evidence at the inquiry. And this is something I discussed with Kareem Mosilli. The report was severely critical of the Irish firm Kingspan, and you have in the past called for sporting organisations to sever their sponsorship deals with Kingspan. Will you continue that call? Will you continue that campaign now?
Absolutely, I will continue that campaign. Absolutely, we will continue it. You know, it doesn't stop just with Ulster Rugby and Mercedes Formula One. Having sponsorships with sporting clubs where players walk out on the field wearing their names across their chest and across their heart, or having their name on Formula One racing cars for the world to see, you know, it really angers me. While we're sort of trying to get any form of justice, any form of accountability.
The company says its insulation material wasn't a causative factor of the fire in its speed and spread. Obviously, Ulster Rugby's deal is to come to an end when the current contract is over.
In a broad sense then, Barry, families are still digesting today's findings. So what happens next?
And the Taoiseach Simon Harris saying in the last short while that he too is digesting today's report and today's finding. Here in London, the Met Police investigation will continue. It's already cost £109 million already. And as we said, perhaps no criminal charges until the end of 2026 at the earliest. But right now, the rally continuing outside Kensington Town Hall and families here remembering those they lost in 2017.
Barry Lenehan in North Kensington, thank you very much for joining us.